The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The San Jose Sharks are back on the ice at SAP Center at San Jose looking for their 17th win of the season as they face off against the Chicago Blackhawks, a team with 19 wins and a team that the Sharks only trail by 4 points in the overall NHL standings. This is the third and final meeting of the season series between the clubs. Both of the other games were in Chicago, so this is the only appearance this year of rookie sensation Connor Bedard, who certainly showed a lot of moxie in the game a week ago at the United Center when he added an empty net tally at the end of the contest to help preserve a Blackhawks 5-2 win. That was a come-from-behind victory for Chicago. San Jose had taken the 1-0 lead in the first period on a goal by ex-Blackhawk Ryan Carpenter.
Tyler Johnson now high slot, tried to glove one down, taken back by Kurashev on the left wing boards. He skates down into the corner, bodied up a little bit by McDonald. That causes a turnover, and there's again Carpenter. Do a good job defensively behind the net, and here he comes up the middle. 2-on-1, lead pass on the left, moving in, the shot on goal, save! Carpenter, rebound, score! The pass went to Barabanov, the save by Mrazek, and what a rebound chance for Ryan Carpenter! As the former Blackhawk puts it into the net, giving the Sharks the 1-0 lead.
And then Klim Kostin would get his fifth NHL goal of the year to make it 2-0 in the first.
Faceoff is dropped. The scramble for the puck along the boards. Burrows thinks about shooting it and does. Puts it wide of the net. Ferraro skates in deep with it. Gets the rebound on the pinch. Flips behind the goal line to awaiting Granlund in front. Kostin shoots. Score! Klim Kostin has his stick down. Ferraro an excellent pinch. And Granlund so patient in the old Wayne Gretzky office behind the Blackhawks net. Klim Kostin makes it 2-0 Sharks with 3:28 to go in the first.
But from that point on, it was all Blackhawks. And unfortunately, three goals came a minute and 23 seconds apart in that third period of play. The Sharks actually had the lead after two, but the Blackhawks would come back and get that victory. Devin Cooley, who got the start for the very first time in his NHL career in that contest, made 26 saves in the game. He made 14 stops in the second period alone, and in spite of the fact that the third period saw the game get out of hand, three of the goals that he allowed were deflections off of Sharks defensemen. And so for that and a lot of other reasons, head coach David Quinn is coming back with Cooley in goal tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity for him, and, you know, we think he's earned it, especially after the performance he had in Chicago. Unfortunately, we had that, you know, two-minute stretch where we just kind of left him out to dry. And talking to him, you know, he said he'd rather have one of those goals back maybe. But, you know, I thought he did a good job and excited for him. And, you know, the human element is never lost on, you know, a situation like his. You know, it is an exciting time for him and his family, and it's a lot of fun to see someone be able to fulfill their lifelong dream.
Quinn believes that all of the excitement surrounding a Santa Clara native's first appearance in a game at SAP Center for the Sharks will be inspirational for his teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure our guys are going to feel the energy and his enthusiasm and, you know, what tonight will mean to him. And, you know, I think we got a locker room that, you know, cares for each other, and maybe we'll go a little bit the extra mile for him.
I had an opportunity to chat with Devin Cooley, and when we come back, the Teal Report will have part of that conversation next on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Do you charge an electric vehicle at home? You can charge your EV for less and maximize home energy savings on a PG&E EV rate plan. PG&E EV rate plans offer more affordable electricity prices when energy demand and costs are lowest. This means you could charge your EV for the equivalent of $3.23 per gallon of fuel during off-peak times. Find the EV rate plan that fits your energy needs at pge.com/EV rate plan.
Devin Cooley made his National Hockey League debut on St. Patrick's Day at the United Center in Chicago in the 5-2 loss at the hands of the Blackhawks. He's back in nets tonight, but this time he'll be in front of his Santa Clara County crowd. He is the first player in the history of the Sharks to be born and raised in Santa Clara County. A native of Los Gatos, Cooley says it means a lot to be able to play for his hometown team.
Oh, man, it's pretty amazing. I feel so incredibly grateful every single day. It's definitely a dream come true.
I want to talk about growing up in Los Gatos and coming over to Sharks Ice in San Jose and playing hockey. I'm not sure if you ever went to Cupertino or to East Ridge or any place else, Belmont, some of those rinks that have been around. What about that history?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to like probably every single rink in the area. Like, I'm sure you know, like, I played my entire youth career here from like 5 years old up to until 18 AAA. So definitely a ton of history in the area. Like, it's great to see the game growing so much and seeing it flourish too.
Well, you make me feel old because the Sharks basically have existed ever since you've been around. And I remember when they were brand new. But who were your favorite players when you were growing up?
Well, I mean, definitely Nabokov. I like Chichu a lot. Devin Setoguchi, because we had the same first name. Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau. Murray, too, because of all the big hits that he had. I thought that was awesome. So, yeah, definitely a lot of favorites here.
What does it mean to now, as a professional, have Nabokov as a resource?
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, like, I remember when I was, I'm sure he doesn't remember this, but when I was like 10, 11, or 12, I actually got to go into locker room and skip workout with the Junior Sharks to have Nabokov show me how to break in a glove, and that was like one of the coolest memories ever. And now the fact that I get to, you know, work with him on a daily basis is really, really cool.
Who are some of the coaches that you played for? I think probably Curtis Brown would be one, maybe Kyle McLaren.
Yep, Curtis Brown and Kyle McLaren. Those are the ex-Sharks that I played for. So it's pretty sweet, like a lot of history again, like with my background.
What's your history with hockey in your family? Did anybody else play?
No. My brothers actually played a little bit once I started playing. I think my brother played, you know, like a couple of years in high school, you know, and my little brother played like a couple of years when he was really little. But it never really stuck around, and then nobody, like, no parents, no grandparents, nothing. So definitely, like, a little bit of a first in my family.
I suppose that as a professional now, people look at your last name and think you're related to Logan Cooley, who was a first-round draft pick of the Coyotes.
Yeah.
You're not related, are you?
No, not related at all, you know, but I feel like I was the first Cooley to go pro, but, you know, he's obviously a really good player, so that stings a little bit, you know. I got to catch up to him.
Well, and don't forget Will Cooley, who spells his name differently but pronounces it the same.
Yeah, yep. So a lot of Cooleys popping up. You know, it's great for the name.
In 3 years at the University of Denver, Devin Cooley established himself as a professional prospect. With 6'5" size and great athleticism, he was starting to draw the attention of National Hockey League teams. And in his final year with the Pioneers, it just so happens that his goaltending partner was future Shark Magnus Crona. Isn't it a coincidence that in his first NHL game that they were both on the same team again?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, I was seeing him get his first NHL game and stuff when I was in Buffalo system, and I was like so happy for him. It was super cool to see. And then the fact that now we're together in the same organization again is pretty insane. And then, you know, I was backing up for his first win here in San Jose, and so that was, again, really special. I'm super happy for him.
Okay, so now we're talking about your first National Hockey League game. First of all, you get traded to San Jose. That had to be a big thrill for you. But then you get told you're going to play, and you get in. And what was the gotcha moment for you in that game?
Yeah, it was definitely a whirlwind of, like, a whole week. Like, I had to so when I get nervous or excited, my feet sweat a lot. And I went through so many pairs of socks that entire week because my feet kept sweating. I actually had to have my mom bring me more socks, you know, when we were in Chicago, which I thought was funny. But, yeah, I mean, the whole week was kind of like a gotcha. It was just like a big lead up. I knew it was coming. I wasn't 100% sure which game it was going to be. So I was just trying to prepare and enjoy the moment. And the build up was obviously really tough, like nerve wracking, like super excited. But again, like once I stepped onto the ice, like I felt really good. I felt really comfortable. And during the national anthem, I was like, wow, this is cool. Like I made it. This is it. Now it's just time to play.
Other than the goaltending decision, the Sharks are fielding the identical lineup that they had on the ice against Tampa on Thursday. The Blackhawks will go with Peter Mrazek in net, looking for his 16th win of the season, and the Blackhawks will look to end a 1-4 streak on the road in their last 5 games. Join us for all the action. Drew and I will be on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.